From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns concludes a message entitled, The Price and Privilege of Serving Christ, part of this series in the Book of Joshua. Before Dr. Cairns comes, please enjoy this devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is called Fear Only God. The text is Hebrews 13 and verse 6, So that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Because God will never leave nor forsake us, we may well be content with such things as we have. Since the Lord is ours, we cannot be left without a friend, a treasure, and a dwelling place. This assurance may make us feel quite independent of men. Under such high patronage, we do not feel tempted to cringe before our fellow men and ask of them permission to call our lives our own. But what we say, we boldly say and defy contradiction. He who fears God has nothing else to fear. We should stand in such awe of the living Lord that all the threats that can be used by the proudest persecutor should have no more effect upon us than the whistling of the wind. Man in these days cannot do so much against us as he could when the apostle wrote the verse which is our text. Racks and stakes are out of fashion. Giant Pope cannot burn the pilgrims now. If the followers of false teachers try cruel mockery and scorn, we do not wonder at it. For the men of this world cannot love the heavenly seed. What then? We must bear the world's scorn. It breaks no bones. God helping us, let us be bold. And when the world rages, let it rage. But let us not fear it.
Now and make of me what you require.
Most precious gifts God has given to mankind is the Bible, the Holy Scriptures. For those in the English-speaking world, the ability to own a copy of God's Word is taken for granted. Indeed, many of us possess multiple copies of the Bible. Yet, this was not always the case. There was a time when attempts to translate the Bible into the language of the common people were met with persecution and even death. Men like John Wycliffe and William Tyndale were hunted like outlaws simply because they labored to give God's Word to people in the language they could understand. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make available a booklet that briefly traces the history of those efforts, entitled How We Got Our English Bible. This short publication tells the story of the development of the authorized version of the Scriptures as we know it, including the enormous impact of the invention of printing upon the spreading of God's Word. Published by the Trinitarian Bible Society, this booklet is free to all who request it. Simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your copy of How We Got Our English Bible, and we'll be happy to provide it. With the conquest of the land of Canaan having been completed, the various tribes of Israel were given their portions by lot, but the tribe of Levi did not receive land. Our text in Joshua 18, verse 7 says, "But the Levites have no part among you, for the priesthood of the Lord is their inheritance. Dr. Cairns has explained that the Levites represented the soul of the nation. Their presence among the children of Israel was to be a constant lesson that the most important of all the nation's blessings was not material, but spiritual. Because of necessary activities of settling the land, there was always the danger that Israel would forget the Lord. This same situation applies to God's people in every age. In the pursuit of daily responsibilities, Christians must maintain close fellowship with God through Bible reading and prayer. Also, believers must make sure that their influence upon others is godly. Then, as the Levites had a special duty that only they could perform, believers must realize that God has given differing gifts to His people, and that each one is important in the Lord's service. Furthermore, God calls some people to serve Him in a special way, just as the Levites were divinely appointed to be the spiritual leaders in Israel. Those upon whom the Lord lays His hand for special service face rigorous demands to be pure and maintain God's truth. As Dr. Cairns will emphasize, the cost of such service is great, but the rewards far outweigh the losses. Now to conclude this message, the price and privilege of serving Christ, here is Dr. Cairns.
We have reached the stage, especially in our fundamental churches, and I say especially here, because being fundamental in believing this Bible is true, and we hold the doctrines of it with such tenacity, and that's a good thing. We tend to be always ready to jump on everything and everybody we can. Anybody that we don't see eye to eye with us, bang, critics criticize them, shoot them down right away. And that attitude is so pervasive in our churches that it appears when we come among God's people, we're more ready to look for a fault. We're more ready to correct than we are to encourage. But sometimes there's need of correction. But I want to tell you, even that is normally best done in a way that encourages. I pray God to give us the gift of encouraging God's people. He that giveth. We had the offering a little while ago. Wonder, did you think anything much about it? It's a gift from God to be able to give. Of all the people I have ever known, I've never seen anybody in whom that gift was more beautifully displayed than in my mother-in-law. Normally, you know, you tell bad stories about mothers-in-law. And I used to give mine a hard time, but we were really great friends. She was never rich in this world's goods, although she always had more than enough. She knew how to save, and she knew how to give. She would give and give and give. Nobody would ever know it. It was always so quietly done, with as nearly anonymously as could be done. But it was done for the Lord. And it was done as a service to Christ. That is a gift. The church is benefited not just by the money, but by the Holy Spirit. We have all our different gifts. We have all our different places. The message is, wherever the Lord has placed you, whatever gift He has given you in that place, He intends you to employ it to the fullest of your time and ability for the glory of His name. And then, there is one final thought. And that is that the Lord calls some people to serve Him in a very special way. The Levites were special. They were different. That didn't make them any better, as you'll see in the subsequent history of Israel. But they were nonetheless different. They were called to spiritual leadership. This is the mark of a living assembly of God's people. You look at Acts chapter 13, where you've got a beautiful picture of the functioning of the church in Antioch. As they minister to the Lord in prayer and fasting, the Lord, by His Spirit, said, "Separate unto me Barnabas and Saul for the ministry to which I have called them." That's always the mark of a church that's a living witness for Christ. That God is going to come and He's going to put His hand on certain men and women and say, "I want these people for specific and special service." Especially as we think of the young men in this church, I want you to know that while you're pursuing the various occupations of life, keep this in mind. There will be young men among you upon whom God is going to place His hand and say, "I want you not to be a shopkeeper or a surgeon or a lawyer or an accountant or a factory worker, or whatever. I want you for service. And I'm deliberately giving you the full breadth because I'm not merely talking about the highly intellectual. I'm saying God comes and He puts His hand on people and says, I want you for special service." He can use the highly intellectual. He can use those who have practically no intellect at all. I said that Sadie had come over. She brought me a book. Being a good Ulster woman, she had read it before she gave it to me on the way over in the plane. It is the story of the Lord Mayor of Belfast in the year 1995 to 1996. I know him well. I've known him for many, many years. Eric Smith was saved as a teenager. He had nothing to offer the Lord. When he came to Christ, he couldn't read John 3:16. He was dyslexic. And in those days, nobody had even heard the term dyslexic. Certainly in Northern Ireland, I'd never heard of it. He hadn't heard of it. His teachers hadn't heard of it. He was just educationally subnormal. So he couldn't read. But God saved him. He later came into membership in Dr. Paisley's church. Started witnessing to souls, started going around the doors, and God burdened his heart to give up his job and go full-time door-to-door visitation from Dr. Paisley's church. And he did that. How would you do that when you can hardly read? The only way he learned to read was because of a passion to be able to read God's Word. And as he constantly read God's Word, God enabled him to be able to read. I remember having him come to speak at a missionary service in our church in Ballymoney about the mid-1970s. And I was thrilled when Eric stood up and read the Scriptures. He never had a special teacher except the Holy Spirit. Not only did he go in the doors, he felt he should go into local politics because the people he met in the doors had such problems in the working class areas of Belfast. Cut a long story short, God took that young fella who couldn't even read when he saved him. And he made him not only the Lord Mayor of Belfast, but he made him a preacher of the gospel. Today he's the ordained minister of the Jesus Saves Mission Church, part of Peter Ng's worldwide ministry in North Belfast, and has been instrumental in pointing, I would say, hundreds of people to the Lord Jesus Christ. God calls people to special works. Remember the words of Spurgeon: if God has called you to be a preacher, do not stoop to be a king. I trust today that every young man and every young woman in this meeting will be in the place where your heart is open before God, where you will say, Lord, I am thine by creation. I am thine by redemption. But I am thine by honest consecration. Whatever God wills, whenever, wherever, whatever the cost, I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice as it told thy love to me. I am thine. Take me and use me for the glory of God. The duty of such people called to special service is clear from the Levites. They're called to keep the faith pure and permanent through the nation and to enable God's people to be all they should be. How is God going to keep alive the faith of the gospel in America? By calling young men to go out and preach the gospel, evangelize the lost, establish churches that are faithful to Christ. That's how he's going to do it. As it were, by sending out Levites called to the special service of maintaining the truth throughout the land. The costs of such service are great. There is a price to pay for the will of God. The Levites paid a steep price in many ways. Those I've indicated, God is no man's debtor, and in the end, they lost nothing. But there is, in human terms, a price to pay. Put yourself in their position when you see everybody else. And they have their inheritance. And they have their... It was an agrarian society, so they have their farm. They have their possession. And it's theirs forever. You're prohibited from it. The devil could tell you, man, God's dealing very harshly with you. There is a price to pay. The call to full-time service is a call usually to forsake all and follow Christ. The minister doesn't usually have time for the ministry and a high-powered career in business. It's usually the choice, one or the other. When God called Moses, he gave up a royal palace. When God called Jeremiah, he had to give up all thought of ever having a wife and a home of his own. When God called Ezekiel, he had to suffer the loss of the wife he had in order to be a witness to the people. When God called Paul, he taught him to suffer the loss of all things that he might gain Christ. There is a cost. But here's the beauty of it. The rewards of Christ's service far outweigh the cost. The Lord is their inheritance. The Lord will make himself precious to you. The Lord will feed you and meet all your needs. That's what he was promising the Levites. They didn't have it. The rest of the nation had all the wealth. They didn't have it. But the Lord says, I'm going to meet your need. I'm going to bring in all the money you need, all the food you need, all the meat you need. I'm going to meet your needs. And he did. I have never known anybody called of God who followed the call of God whose need the Lord did not fully meet. He'll bless us spiritually, applying the sacrifice of the cross. He'll make the priesthood of Christ a special blessing to us. He will make himself so precious to those who give their all to him. I trust today that the truth of the Levites will get through to her heart. The most important service we can perform, the most important blessings we can receive, are all spiritual. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. I trust that will be your prayer. Christian, God gave his very best for you. What will you give to Him? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Father in heaven, bless Thy word to every heart. Write it on every soul. Our hearts are grieved for those who are still lost without Christ. God, have mercy on sinners. Save them today. Our hearts are grieved for Christians who have lost the joy of their salvation. Father, restore their souls. We pray that Thou wilt indeed enable us to be as the Levites, a people scattered through this nation, who will maintain the testimony of Christ and pay the price, whatever it may be, by faith, and enjoy the privileges of serving our blessed Redeemer. Give fruit for the preaching of Thy word, we pray, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.